I did two one time for the leg. But we'd use a turning plow about a six, seven, 8 inch turning plow.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd do that in the spring and first, and then later on we'd turn it over in the garden, and especially in the garden, we'd turn it over with a, what they call a hay shovel.
Okay.
And it make the ground better, and then plant the garden in. And then it fly the second time, sometimes third time, plant the corn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that just caused all that stuff to rot, to start flying early.
Okay, what would you use to break the ground up finer after?
A half shovel, they call it.
Half shovel, okay. Or a harrow, did you ever use a harrow?
Well, we'd run that over sometime with a harrier. But if you plow with turnip down and plow with a hash shovel, they call it. I don't know if you, well, you know what it means. It turn it up so nice that it wouldn't, it would just, we just put it smooth.
Did you ever have a double shovel? What'd you call that?
Well,
did you ever have a double buster?
No, I had a two bladed plow, still got it. This year, someone's. You run around coon with two piece iron comes off like that and got two plows, one little close to the coon, one little further behind.
Uh-huh.
And it's good to plow coon with. When the coon is little, that first one there, it would, you raise it up a little and put a little bit of dirt in the other, bring it up a little further and keep all that big crop of grass out, you see.
Okay.
You run around at one time, you'd have it made, you wouldn't have no trouble with the grass.
Okay. Now, what would you call an X-shaped frame that you'd lay logs across to cut them into stove lengths? You know, maybe that you put a saw buck on it? I mean, you'd use it to saw logs.
Crosscut saw. Use a crosscut saw. I never put them on top. We just cut a tree down and cut it the length, measure the length of one, and cut five blocks, you know, choke and haul them home, haul them to the house, then split it up and stack it and let it dry.
Yeah, well, this thing was the type, you know, it was the type of thing you might use for the foundation of a table, a couple of them. You'd have a couple of them and you'd lay something across it, maybe. What you call those things you lay them across? An X shape.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a cross piece.
Yeah.
Like that, and one in the center, and one on the bottom. Keep the legs straight. You don't put them on there.
Yeah.
And you could cut them up. I use them like that a lot. Yeah, so I'd have as much as three like that, you know.
Yeah.
Two of them would be close, and I'd get to where I'd had the short, I'd cut that short piece there.
Yeah. Do you have a name for them?
Well, it's I call it a three-legged
sawbuck or sawhorse?
Yeah, three-legged sawhorse, what we call it. That's what we call a three-legged sawhorse.
Okay. All
right.
Now, what would you use to straighten to fix your hair?
A comb. I used a comb and a brush.
Okay. You used to say you take that and you. What would you do?
Well, I comb my hair and then use the brush and brush it down.
Okay. And what would you use to sharpen a razor on?
They call it a regular razor rock, you know. It's a horn, razor horn. As smooth as it could be, you know.